Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
darkness became child of light. When my soul was dry and I needed rain, the waters of life, you became for me. I'll be what it takes to meet your need. I'll even go by way of Calvary. With your power, oh, live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, we are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Oh, live inside of me. Hear the living water that never dries fountain. Comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. In your presence, yes we are. Fill us with your power. Oh, live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit, yes. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. This heart of mine, cleansing, purifying flame, descend on us today. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your praise. Fill us with your power, O living inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Oh, welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your most holy presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Fill us with your power. Oh yes, Lord. Oh, live inside of me.
This name Jesus
silver, not for gold. But I ask you for mercy and for grace. Well, kings, our kingdom shall all pass away. But there's something about that name. There's just something about that name. Yes, it is. Master, Savior, Jesus. Like a fragrance after that rain. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Shall all pass away, but there's something about that day. Oh, well, kings and their kingdom shall all pass away. But there's something, oh yes there is, about that name. Saving a sinner like me. I want to tell the whole wide world. Yes, I do. The salvation is free. Praise God, it is. I know that there were many times when I didn't do right. But you watched over me, yes you did. Both day and night, your grace and mercy brought me through. Yes, it did. I'm living each moment of you. Yes, I am. And I just want to thank you you.
what we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
On your wedding day, you're going to sing that.
Can you see what the Lord has done?
When you walk into that property,
can you see what the Lord has?
When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Done. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the Alpha and Omega, to the Rose of Sharon, to the Lily of the Valley. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Almighty God. We adore you, Almighty God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus Christ. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours, oh God. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? And so, God, this morning, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We are here to glorify you. We are here to praise you. We are here to worship you. Oh, Almighty God, we worship you from our spirit, man, in spirit and in truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we say hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for all that you are doing, all that you have done, and all that you will do for us. If I had trillions and quadrillions of tongues, it's not enough to say thank you. We bless your name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Good morning, Spirit of the living God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you this morning in the name of Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of Jesus Christ. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us, each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am a false of Marco Buaboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender this service to you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we bless you and we thank you. Take preeminence in this service. Take preeminence in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender our children, our grandchildren, to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender our spouses to you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Have your way in our lives. Fall fresh on us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into surrender to you. Teach us. Give us revelation. Give us understanding. Holy Ghost, help us to apply the word of God in our lives. Help us, Holy Ghost, to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to walk in your love, faith, hope, and charity. For the greatest of these is love. So if we have faith and not love, we are nothing. If we can prophesy and not love, we are nothing. So if we speak in tongues, we're making noise, but we do not have the love of Christ in us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning, O God, that you will pour your love in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us to walk in the love of Jesus Christ. The love of God, El Elyon, love Almighty God, the Most High God, the Creator, the CEO of the universe, our Father, with all our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our minds, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, to love the unlovable. Father, teach us how to walk in agape love. In the name of Jesus, God, you are love. And so, God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, Almighty God, for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Oh, God, have mercy upon us, oh, God. Forgive us of all that we have done, oh, God, that's not pleasing to you. Forgive us of sin of omission and sin of commission. Be merciful, oh, God. We cry out to you for mercy, mercy, oh, God. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for our nieces and our nephews. Mercy for our siblings, oh God. Be merciful unto us, oh God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and you said in your word, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we pray for mercy. Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. The blood of Jesus. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways. We soak the cyberspace. We soak the networks in the blood of Jesus. Our telephones in the blood of Jesus. Our computers in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the airways in the blood of Jesus. The cyberspace in the blood of Jesus. The networks. In the blood of Jesus, our environment, in the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus, our homes, in the blood of Jesus, our children dwelling places in their homes, in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus, our spouses, in the blood of Jesus, those that are connected, oh God, to us, oh God, you know them, and Lord, and we soak them in the blood of Jesus. Lord, the blood of Jesus. I soak my husband in the blood of Jesus. Begin to pray for your children. Hallelujah. Your spouse, your parents, call their names and soak them in the blood. Lord, I soak my husband in the blood of Jesus. I soak my children in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, Tina in the blood of Jesus. Mandeka in the blood of Jesus. I soak Al in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, I soak Amari in the blood of Jesus. I soak up Ricky in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. Soak his household in the blood of Jesus. His home in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns his life in the blood of Jesus. His destiny in the blood of Jesus. Al's home in the blood of Jesus. His household. Jesus, his cars, in the blood of Jesus, their cars, their transportation, in the blood of Jesus, their possessions, in the blood of Jesus, dinner car, possessions, in the blood of Jesus, her sucker business, in the blood of Jesus, her dwelling place, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, Father God, I took Mandika in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns his life in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We tell, Lord, I took my husband in the blood of Jesus. His transportation car in the blood of Jesus. Our dwelling place in the blood of Jesus. Father God, I took Krista in the blood of Jesus. I took her three boys in the blood of Jesus. Zechariah in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, Christian, in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I soak Joshua in the blood of Jesus. Their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns their lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for Makari. Let the blood speak for Shay, oh God. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for me, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I apply the blood to every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, I apply the blood to the work of our hands. Prosper the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, prosper the work of our hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, I apply the blood. I apply the blood. I apply the blood of Jesus. In our workplaces, wherever we go, in our homes, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. In the name of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our Lord's girded with, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren. We put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels. They'll be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. Oh God, warring on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we pray this morning for fresh oil and fresh anointing in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you for anointing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for empowering us. We thank you, Lord, that we are your witnesses. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for empowering us. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you will give us wisdom, oh God. Wisdom, godly wisdom, Lord, that comes with understanding. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let the Spirit of Almighty God move upon the face of the waters of our lives. Let the Spirit of Almighty God move upon the face of the waters of our children's life. Let the Spirit of Almighty God move upon the face of the lives of our spouses. Let the Spirit of Almighty God move upon the face of the waters of this ministry. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, then let there be light. Let there be light. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine in every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, fill us up. Oh, empower us, Holy Spirit. We pray, oh God, that our lives will be take the form of what God had ordained it to be. In the name of Jesus, our lives will come into divine order so that we can fulfill our divine purpose. In the name of Jesus, as the Spirit moves, we thank God in the name of Jesus that seed, oh God, that was buried in the ground as the Holy Spirit watered that seed, oh God. It will germinate in the name of Jesus and will produce fruit that will remain in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we love you, we need you, and we say thank you in advance. We thank you for all that you're about to do this morning in our midst. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we adore you. We thank you for fruitfulness. We thank you for multiplication. Hallelujah. We adore you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, we're going to do testimony and take the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. What has the Lord done for you? What has he done for you? Hallelujah. What has he done? Let us speak of what God has done for us. Hallelujah. If you're on the radio, you press 1. You're on the prayer line.
Conference unmuted.
Everything in my life, God will not allow me to get to the new life. That will not allow me in the name of Jesus. That will not allow you.
How would you come on a prayer line and have another prayer line pray? Anybody with testimony, please press, please go ahead, and those who are on the radio, you can press 1.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. He saves me and washed my sins away, so I can sing hallelujah. I can sing hallelujah. I can sing. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless God this morning to be among you, believers. I bless him ever so much for what he has done and continue to do in my life. I bless God for Apostle Marco, for the Lord using her. And she come to us and tell us this is what the Lord wants us to do. And if I have 10,000 songs this morning to say thank you, thank you, thank you, there won't even be enough for what he has started to do since we started this fast in my life. The first thing God did for me, the first 3 days we started this fast, I laid my petition before him before we start that. And I had a bigger problem at home. And my son was, I don't know, two years ago, put in divorce. And they sent for him, he went there. He said he didn't want the divorce. He went there for them, so she said she didn't want him. So they said, that's why your wife said, you got to pay this amount. He was not working, nothing. He said, okay. And the frustration hired him. He left Liberia. He came. And then the woman started the same thing. So he called me and told me. And I called his sister. And I told his sister. And I called his first cousin, my sister's daughter, who is here, my niece. I told the two of them. The lawyer said he wanted $1,000. The two of them brought $500, said send it. And I sent it, he said, within 2 weeks time, you will get it. I said, okay. What? The first month came past, second month came past, third month came past. I couldn't get it. My niece was just going to the court day and night, spending money. And the Lord just, I said, Father, what should I do? I'm not on the ground. This girl as a little girl. And I went to bed. When I went to bed, I had a dream, and I was talking with my cousin. He is a lawyer. So when I got out that money, I called him. And I told him, he said, but you know I'm here, but why you engage another person? I said, no, that a law, that a wife. To make law matter short. He said, okay. He got behind it. He went to the court, to the judge. He got a fire. He said, the fire in my hand. But the judge said he needs $100 before he signed. I had no alternative but to talk to my niece to get the money. She gave it. The judge gave it. They said to print the certificate to do the other thing. You got to take the money in the bank to pay it, and this and that, from 150. The same guy told me, said the girl that in the house, she paid her rent, 150, for 6 months. I said, you say. Told me, said, okay, you will get it. Everything set up. I want to tell God thank you for what he did in his life. Because it was a weight on him for not getting that, Apostle. They went to the court, and my niece called me and said, Auntie, the certificate is in my hand now.
Amen.
And my cousin told the lawyer, he went and sent it. And so I told God, thank you. Thank you for what he's doing in my life. And at the same time, my sister came and said, let's go to this place here. Since you've been here, you're not getting anything. You're not working. Let's go work. Let's go look for food stamp. So we went. We brought a package. That same day, Apostle, she filled it in for me because right now my eyes giving trouble.
Yeah.
She filled it in for me. She said, I'm carrying it there. She put it in their mailbox that same day. After 6 days, 7 days, the people replied. And went for interview. And the interview went well.
Amen.
I met a Nigerian girl. When we were talking, she said, where are you people from? So I said, we're from Liberia. She said, oh, I'm from Nigeria. But she speaks like an American girl. She said, when I tell people I'm from Nigeria, they don't believe me. And I visited Liberia. Liberia is our friendly neighbor country. I say yes. And that girl talked to us like we have met Christ.
Mm.
And she said, in your phone, you put that food stamps and cash assistance. But then the letter they send you, they say only cash assistance. That letter is not the one you're dealing with. You're dealing with your package.
Amen.
The only thing that was not there, we didn't carry, was the passport. My daughter said she has her passport. She said, okay, manage it and send it before they tear or sell or whatever. They reach it. She said, okay. And apostle, we came. I came, I told God, I said, God, I don't know why you're doing this to me. And he did it.
Amen.
Today she went to photocopy the passport and carry it to their office. They got a mail box and put it there and come. And I'm telling the Lord, if he bring assistance to me to release my financial burden, it can be $100. He will be able to do something for me. And this is why the Lord has started. And we didn't even go halfway. We were not even halfway of the fast. And so I believe God is going to do everything I put before him.
Amen.
He's working on it. Even my total healing, he's working on it.
Amen.
If I sit here without saying anything to say I must see the end, no. He has started it and he will end it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless him. I glorify him. I magnify him.
Hallelujah.
And as soon as the certificate came in Samuel's hand, the girl who and him dating, she said that all she wanted. She didn't want anything that she married, and then they say this man you married to is married. She didn't want that embarrassment. And so, right now, they are working on their marriage.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And what more God should do for me before I will say he has done it? What more do I want him to do for me? God, I thank you for what you're doing. What you started to do, you will end it.
Amen.
You will end it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
And, you know, one of the things I always want you to remember, you say it a lot, too. God bless the words of his good and not for evil, you know. So he wants to bring to that expected end, amen, in the name of Jesus, his thoughts. And so
amen.
Praise God, you know, because everything is yours, is his covenant blessings. Amen. It's his covenant blessing. Mm-hmm. So we first of all, we praise him. You met the right person. He has everything intact. And so we like
mm-hmm.
praise him. We thank him for everything that he caused, the appointment, all that he's done, all that he will do. And you continue to trust him and believe in him, what he says he will
yes.
do.
Do he will do.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless God for that testimony in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anyone?
Hallelujah.
Radio. Okay. Radio. We got. Hallelujah. Let me. Mariama, 1 second. We got Allison on the radio. 1 second. Amen. Allison.
Yes. Amen.
It's open. Amen.
I just want to say thank God for everything he's been doing for me and my family, my husband. I just want to say thank you, Pastor Marco, for continue praying with us and the fast that we're doing, that God continue blessing us and protecting us each and every day of our life, that he continue blessing us and opening doors for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We bless God for the things that he's doing in Allison's family. Amen. In the name of Jesus, our husband, our children, our grandchildren. Hallelujah. We joined her to praise the
Jesus, for breakthroughs, for healing, for deliverance, for provision. We thank him for all that he's doing and all that he will continue to do for this family in Jesus' name. Mariama, you can go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to bless God this morning for his grace and his favor for my life, for my children's life. I just want to say God, thank you for Apostle and my family. Lord, thank you for this house. I just want to bless God. Even the job I got a few, even the hour is not much. I have been praying to God for our job, I will see my dad, and Social Security, Medicaid. And after I did the post, I'm praying for a job, and I went for the job interview, and I got that job. And you think all those taxes, even my own money, they think for at least, I don't have to worry when I take it, they say, oh, I will pay taxes and that. I just want to bless God. Because he said, we want anything to just ask him to seek, and he give it to us. Because all the places I've been working, I will give my own tax and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For this other job, we pay everything up to Medicaid and all.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to bless God. Our coming here is not in vain. We just need to trust in God. And know that we pray, we sit in front of our heart, we're willing to do it. And I also want to say, God, thank you. I have been also praying my other son. You know, I got 5 children. So God, Mary, I say, Lord, all my children are pretty, can get married. And then Chris called me getting married. In the same way, he called me, say, oh, I'm getting married. Oh, I say, when? He said, Mark, I say, well, bless God. So I just want to thank God. He answered prayer. So let's just continue praying. Trusting in him.
Amen.
God wants waiting for apostles, for this prayer now for all of our mothers, to continue to pray for each other. And in Hosea, which he always prays for us, so we pray that God continue to give us the strength, give us more grace, give us more anointing, strength to pray for us. Pray for me after you pray in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. We praise God. When he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yes.
He will never lack. He's there for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He provides. So we thank him for providing for you, for taking care of all, exceedingly everything. Sometimes you think the package is just like that, but God adds more. The package, and so we bless his name and we praise his name. The Bible says he is a rewarder of those who God is not a man that he should lie. What he says he will do, he will do it. All we gotta do is stand and don't be discouraged. He might not come when you want him to come. But he comes right on time.
Amen.
So we bless him in the name of Jesus. We join you to praise and thank the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else of a testimony before we take the Holy Communion? Press, if you're on the radio, press 1 on your keypad. If you're on the prayer line, you can just go ahead and speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we bless God. We even testimonies that have not come, but you know, sometimes people at their jobs and different places, and we understand that also. And they can, you know, they can hear, but they cannot talk. Usually they will text me and tell me I can hear you, but I can't hear you because I'm at work. But we thank God for their testimonies. God knows what he has done for them, and we join all and say we praise God for what he's done for all, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know that this is just a drop in the bucket. There's a song saying he keeps blessing me. He keeps right blessing me. I know I deserve all the
good things that he's done, but he keeps right on.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps right on blessing me. And so we bless the Lord. And we tell him, thank you for testimonies with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit. We thank him. Let's keep your focus. There's more to come. If we keep our focus, I'm telling you, there will be more. I never do a quarter day's fast. I know it, that God do not move my lips. There's no way I lead a 40 days fast and he doesn't move mountains. I know it. He always move mountains. And sometimes it might start slow, but we're in the next part of it, and we know that God will accelerate it. It just for us to continue to be focused and praise him in everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God.
Yes.
Concerning us in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for what you've done and you are doing in our lives. In the name of Jesus, just to wake up in the morning, just to go to the bathroom, we're all having someone to take you to the bathroom. We say thank you. Just to clean our teeth and nobody got to clean it for us. We say thank you. Just to put our clothes on, and nobody got to put the clothes on us. We say, nobody got to turn us left, and nobody got to turn us right. Hallelujah. Thank you. We can take our spoons and eat. Thank you, Lord. We can take water and we can drink the water with our own hands. You know that those are the things we take for granted. We take it that it's natural. Oh, I can get up in the morning. I can go to the bathroom. We take all these things for granted. But let me tell you, when you can't do these things, then we realize, oh my God, I was thinking, I didn't know how hard it was. I didn't know how hard it was, you know. So we got to be grateful. I remember when my mom when I gave her the toothbrush to brush her teeth, and I remember when she said, Marco, you have to do it. I'm too weak. I can't do it, you know. So I'm just saying those are little things in life we got to, you know, we got to be grateful for. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We bless the Lord. Oh, we're grateful to you. Mm-hmm. Very grateful for the little things. Mm-hmm. You said, if you know, when we're grateful with these small things, you bless us even more because we have shown our gratefulness and thanksgiving to you, O God. And so we honor and bless you. We thank you for our children, our family members. We thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice, those that are on the radio, those that are on the prayer line. We say thank you, Lord. And so, Lord, this morning we lift up the Holy Communion, O God. We ask you to bless it in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to turn it from the natural to the supernatural, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to stir it up. Let the gifts of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, oh God, be activated, oh God. We pray that as we take the Holy Communion, oh God, that healing take place in our bodies in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we claim all the unlimited blessings of the Holy Communion. We claim, oh God, all the hidden blessings, the secret blessings of the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. We claim, oh God, the mystery, the hidden mysteries of the Holy Communion, the mystery blessings, oh God, the covenant blessings of the Holy Communion as we take it, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, we bless you. So as we take the communion, oh God, we also stand in a gap for children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, O God. And so, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless this day, bless our lives, bless our destinies, in the name of Jesus. O God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. And the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, He took it and said, thank you, Lord. Take it. This is my body, which was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is a New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus Christ. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do so the Lord's death till he comes. Ever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, and we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together under condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. Once again, we claim the blessings, all the covenant blessings. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. We thank you, Lord, for the Sabbath blessings. Receive the Sabbath day blessings in the name of Jesus. We receive resting in you, Christ. We thank you, Lord, for every blessing that you have ordained for our lives. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, breakthroughs, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, healing, deliverance, restoration, reconciliation. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you for provision, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, not only for ourselves, but for our bloodline, or family members, parents, and children, grandchildren, siblings, in the name of Jesus. Well, our household, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up our offering this morning up to you, oh God. We ask you to bless it. We ask you to multiply it in the name of Jesus. It's a seed in the ground. And so, Father God, we ask you to water the seed, oh God. Let it germinate, produce fruits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you for even giving us the jobs or giving us provision to have offering, oh God. Some people, oh God, do not even have a dime. And Lord, we pray that you will provide for those who don't have also, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for seeds of kindness, for seeds of love, oh God, that it will produce fruit also in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Well, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And a blessed Sabbath day in Jesus.
And you,
thank you.
And you too, Apostle.
Oh, thank
God
you.
Bless you.
In the name of Jesus.
God bless you, Apostle. Thank you.
Amen.
Good day. Amen.
Thank you.